It's Vanessa Garrity, and I'm here from Beyond the Room at the Attune Project event this afternoon in Newcastle. This is a research study that has been looking at the pathways that lead to amphetamine use, and looking from a range of different perspectives. And I'm here now with Tom, who's attending today's event, and just interested really in Tom's perspective and background, and what's led him to being here today.
Hi, so yeah, my name's Tom LaRue, and I'm the Teesside Preventing Drug-Related Deaths Coordinator. So as you can maybe tell by my job role, this study and the sort of research findings has implications in what I'm actually doing in my job at the moment.
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with your work?
Yeah, so a lot of my role does involve sort of collecting data on sort of drug-related deaths, and looking at sort of trends and emerging trends, and also sort of monitoring, almost kind of like setting up a sort of early warning system in the area. And it's then sort of looking at those trends and seeing what we can maybe do to stop them sort of escalating further.
So what kind of trends have emerged?
So where I am in particular,
it's in Middlesbrough.
So it's Middlesbrough and the sort of surrounding areas. And sort of, I've been able to collect a lot of data on the sort of coroner inquests. So what I've been doing is comparing the kind of current and sort of past year to a few years ago. So looking at changes in sort of demographics or ages, and also the types of substances that are appearing. So you definitely are seeing what is mentioned nationally, so an increase in cocaine. Sort of presenting post-mortem, but also the other medications like pregabalin, zopiclone is quite prevalent in Middlesbrough.
Interesting.
And then,
I wouldn't have thought that would be prevalent in terms of deaths.
So I think it's quite a sort of localised issue, zopiclone, so you actually see it more in Middlesbrough and less in the other areas that I kind of monitor.
I wonder why that is. So they're looking at a prescription of zopiclone in the area.
So historically, that zopiclone has been prescribed very highly, I think, in the area. And that might have started some of the issues that we do see.
So what other kind of trends? You were saying that looking at sort of more longitudinally at trends, how are things changing?
In terms of the drugs, or
and also the demographics. Is there any change in the types of people that are using drugs, or has it stayed fairly similar?
I'd say it has stayed fairly similar, but I would say that I'm currently kind of looking at the number of drugs that are detected post-mortem, and how that has increased quite, I would say, substantially. You know, it's not uncommon to see five or more drugs present post-mortem, whereas I think maybe a few years ago or further, it would be more common to be under five.
And is that generally accidental death or suicide or a mixture?
I think it tends to be more accidents, accidental sort of poisonings. With the suicides, I think you actually see less. I think you see less substances with higher dosages. I can't say for sure. I need to look into that.
No, it's anecdotal. And what about gender? Has there been any changes that you've noticed around gender use?
I'm not sure if there's been changes, but there are obvious differences between the female and the male deaths. So one of them is the increased amount of prescribed medication with the females, which again you might expect anyway, because I think it's been reported before. But you do see more, you actually see higher numbers of methadone-related deaths with females than with males. And the actual ratio of methadone to heroin deaths is about the same for females, but for males it's almost double the number of heroin to methadone.
So more heroin in men. Definitely, and more methadone with women.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
But I think that's partly maybe to do with the sort of risk-taking behaviours.
Yeah. You mean in terms of heroin use in men and the dose of methadone that women are taking?
Potentially, yeah. And it may also, go down to method of administration as well. So maybe males are more likely to inject drugs than females.
Yeah. And of course. And how does the use of amphetamines feature in what you're looking at?
Yeah, so again, it doesn't feature that highly, I would say, because there are other drugs which are much, much more present, I would say, in the Northeast. But a few years ago, you would see a lot more amphetamine in possibly sort of certain rural areas, or maybe away from the kind of metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
And I would say that in the past couple of years, the cocaine has maybe actually taken over from those markets.
Interesting.
So it's slightly different to this, I guess, this study, in that the amphetamine use would obviously be co-used alongside
other drugs. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily sort of recreational users, it's people who are dependent on sort of speed bowling.
Yeah, interesting. Any other thoughts that you wanted to share?
On the study or?
Either, studying the work that you're doing.
I don't know.
I suppose one thing I'm interested in is, your role is very interesting and certainly, really important, the work that you're doing. Are there roles like yours all over the country, or is that something that your local authority have decided to look at doing?
I think it's not that common, I would say
that's
that.
Kind of what my suspicion was.
And I think that my role would just be incorporated into other people's portfolios, or whoever the sort of drug and alcohol commissioner is for the local authority that would look at drug related deaths, whereas I've kind of dedicated focus on this agenda, and that's it.
That's great, isn't it? It's really positive.